We find in the beginning of the Megillah, after Vashti was killed, the rule was given by King Ahasuerus that every person should talk in the house his language, and the women have to listen to their husbands to talk the husband's language, which means that 127 countries had 127 languages. Wouldn't it be a good idea, being that Ahasuerus conquered all 127 countries, that all these countries should talk just this language that Ahasuerus is speaking, so to show that they're all united under his rulership? But by having each nation each its own language, it showed a certain separation that he is not the ruler over all the countries because everyone talks a different language. So why didn't he make this rule that everyone should talk this one language that he is speaking? The answer is like this. He was ruling over 127 countries, not necessarily that they wanted his rulership. They would try once and again to throw Ahasuerus down from the throne and get their countries into their own rulership, not be under this person Ahasuerus. But if they would all talk one language, they would be able to gather and unite against Ahasuerus. Now that 127 countries have 127 languages, the people of one country cannot talk to the other people of the other country, and the kings can't talk over what they want to talk about, how to kill Ahasuerus. So the whole Gezeirah was for the sake that Ahasuerus' kingdom should have strength and not being able to thrown over. This was the big help and the Yeshua that brought along that Bigson and Seresh were speaking next to Mordechai an uncommon language, which Mordechai was supposedly not supposed to understand. Would there be a law that only one language should be spoken and no other languages? They wouldn't have spoken next to Mordechai a language which was forbidden to talk. So Mordechai would never have known about this plot and would not be able to advise Esther to tell Ahasuerus about the plot, which eventually brought along that Mordechai HaTzadik was taken along and Haman was saying on him, which brought the whole Yeshua for the Yidden in the end. But Haman came up and he said to the Yidden, to Ahasuerus, like this. The Yidden, they can serve as translators for all the kings. 127 kings will gather, and each one of them will bring one Jew along with him. Now, this Yid speaks the same Lashon Kodesh as all 127 Yidden would be speaking. Now, king number one would put in his advice that they plan to kill Ahasuerus. The Yid would then call out in Lashon Kodesh to all 127 Yidden what the plan of his king was. They would right away give over in their language to the king of their country, which was standing next to him, that the advice of this king of this other country was that they should kill Ahasuerus. Each one of them would respond to their Yid what they wanted to say, and the Yid would say in Lashon Kodesh what the plan of his king was, and then they would be able to unite together just minutes to kill Ahasuerus. So this is what Haman said. Yeshna am echad, there is one nation. Mefuzim mefoyred b'ina ame b'choy medinas malchi secha. The Yidden spread around in every single country. With the same, shoynis mikal am, and they learn the languages of all other nations. Each Yid in his country knows the language of his country. The French Jew knows French, and the one who lives in Bangladesh knows the people, the language that the Bangladesh people speak, and so on. So you have to kill Chas v'Shalom, all the Yidden, so that they shouldn't be able to be a help for the kings to plot against Ahasuerus.